agenda today, we have two items. We have to consider and adopt our B2R report, and the second one is to finalize our repeal bill and adoption of the report on that bill. So what's that? Let's start with the members. I got an indication that members have gone through the bill, the report, B2R report. Mr. Singh,
I move with an adoption. Adoption. Move for adoption with an amendment. That we in our recommendation. I think it's 40. In our recommendation. I don't think it's 40.
The gentleman who came here to look at this, the technician, he did indicate that they have a problem.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I just thought in the recommendations to the Minister of Public Enterprise, we should make mention that she must engage Treasury on behalf of those enterprises that require additional funding. Because we said that. And then to the Minister of Finance, he must consider the request. But as a committee, we note that an amount has been provided in the MTBPS and that we want to further engage those entities and the department on the additional amount that's requested. Something like that.
Thank you, Honourable Singh. Can I get an indication of the support of what is being Honourable Nomanda?
Thank you, Chair. I second the motion to adopt.
The motion to adopt the report with amendment is duly seconded. Thank you very much. Any different view?
None.
There's no indication. Thank you very much. You all support.
Chair, I think we need to record the fact that it's a very well-written report this time around.
Please record. Oh, you've recorded it.
No, they need to record.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. No, I'm saying this on this. I'm speaking on this on the microphone.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. Please, if you recorded with the assistance of the politicians, you have put the correctly described.
The repeal, I suppose.
The same positions can write reports as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, members. On that note, we have to, shall we now discuss the, if I may say, 3B.
Yeah.
Finalization of the appeal bill and adoption of the report on the bill. Members, This on this bill that we've been discussing, the first page you are aware, just the introduction of the bill, and then the second page. I hope all members do have a copy of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do have copies. On the On clause one, we are dealing with the repeal of the law. Is there any objection on item one, on clause one? I mean, members.
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you very much. No objection, but I think we got a note as a committee that we need to follow up with the department on their engagements with public works and land affairs and everything else. Mm-hmm. And they must brief us what's happening.
I can hear Honorable Mare is supporting you on that, and there is no other contrary view. I think the follow-up is fair. Thank you.
And close to regarding saving.
Any objection on close to? Clause 2 says, despite the repeal of the Act referred to in section 1, blah, blah, blah. Are you on that, member? The second clause?
Yes,
servitude acquired under Section 3(2) of the Act continue to be of force and effect.
Any objection?
No.
None. No. Thank you very much.
Clause 3 deals with short title and commencement. Any objection?
No.
No objection.
Agreed.
It's 2. I'm a madam speaker now.
Sorry.
Is the whole bill agreed to?
Repeat, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, members. We have a report. This is our report to the committee. I hope members would have to read it. Okay, please read it. I thought you have done something to report.
Yeah, I will use my thoughts to
report. Okay. Are all members having a report in front of them? Thank you. Please proceed.
A report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises on the repeal of the overall resort limited bill. The 36th of 2017, dated 31 October 2018, which is the date of today. The committee, the Portfolio Committee of Public Enterprises, having considered the repeal of the overall resource limited bill, 36-27, reports that it has agreed to the bill without amendment. The committee received a briefing from the Department of Public Enterprises on the 30th of May, 2018 and consider the comments from the public on the 30th of May 2018. The committee recommends that the Minister of Public Enterprises should ensure that the Department of Public Enterprises work closely with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, as well as the Department of Public Works, to resolve the outstanding land claims and other ancillary issues that were raised in the responses to the call for submission. Report to be considered.
The only thing that you can add is the issue of the follow-up or the them reporting back to the committee on the program.
Yes, as we have indicated earlier on. Members, the report is being tabled for the consideration of the committee.
With the amendment.
Honorable
Mara, followed by Honorable
Ranto. Thank you, Honorable Ranto.
We are on the minutes of the
24th of October 2018. First page, I take that all members did receive the minutes. Because I remember that we did. Honourable Mother.
Chairperson, I wasn't at the meeting, but my fellow colleague should have put my apology here at the meeting. I requested her to do that because I was sitting down to clean it up for the job for all that.
Yes.
So I wanted to record that apology here.
Okay. Is your name, please? It doesn't appear on apology.
No.
Can we please rectify that? Thank you. Please assist the secretary. Remember, we will rely on you because the secretary was a standing in secretary who might not have her contact, but they do have your contact. If you could just, whenever there's a standing in secretary, please come closer to those issues. Thank you. That's noted. Can I have the mover in the second of the minute? Or maybe let's go first, the second page. Anything on page 2? Anything on page 3? page 4. We were busy on that day, very busy. We missed out.
I'm so glad. Why did I miss out on something?
You can tell by the kind, by the nature of the meeting.
Yes.
Thank you very much, member. No amendments. Can I have a movement?
Can we, before we make amendments, can we have matters arising?
Okay, I've seen one as well. I'm just
or
wondering.
We move first.
We move first. Right. I've noted one. Can I have a mover, Honorable Nobanda?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption.
Any seconder? We'll have to
second.
Honorable Ranto, second the adoption of the minutes. Thank you very much, member. Let's come to the matters arising. My worry, I'm pointing you, Honorable Ranto, but just give me a second. I'm worried with these amendments because they reflect on the report of the inquiry. And I'm just wondering whether can't we repeat at that particular meeting when we deal with the report,
okay,
or shall we deal with it now? But maybe it's okay, just to note them so that it becomes a reminder for the people that deal with the report. Maybe let's do it, but we'll also revisit it again. First page, any so that we have it in order. Any matters arising on page 2? None. Any matters arising on page 3? None. Page 4? None. Honorable Ranto, which page are you?
Page 4.
4, like myself, okay.
But because you have raised the issue that technically can you give me the matters arising from the minutes when we are dealing with the inquiry itself, then I think, but we can do that. We can do that in a meeting that is dealing with the report of the inquiry. Because this meeting is an open meeting, which I think that meeting of the inquiry will have to do an open meeting also, because we have been built in the meeting for too long.
Okay.
So I think that will be an open meeting, but we will be able, we will have it at that time. But it's just a thing that I have. When I was reading the minutes of last week, I just wanted to say, hey, there's a possibility that this report will not be tabled today. With what the committee, with the work that the committee has done last week, we don't have. The evidence leader that we were using is gone. We don't have now an assigned legal person to the committee, which I think we need to ask from Parliament to assign us a legal person that will deal, will help us deal with that report. The reason I'm saying that is that in the report, it is said that there are few legislation that have been ignored or misrepresented or flouted or whatever. It is there in the report. But according to what the members have said, we must have an observation finding and also have a page where you say this is our finding that they have flouted what's this?
PFMA
Act number one number so and so, and this is what they have done, this is what they should have done. That's what I think the committee is expecting. That on itself is going to take time for us to do. Because the report itself, if the report has got the proceedings of the inquiry, it has got the findings, the observations, and the recommendations. So with that alone, it's going to take us time. I've taken the report to the legal people. I gave it to the legal people. I gave it to the researchers. I gave it to the researchers, to the people who were helping us outside. They do not really understand what the committee needs. As a result, now that we've got these minutes, I will have to send them the minutes of the committee of that day so that they begin to understand what the committee needs. That's why I am saying there's a possibility that we will never be able to present the report before Parliament arrives. So I just want you to have that in mind.
Chairperson, as far as possible, that report has to exist to them. The lot of work and hours that we put in, it had to serve before we actually go on recess for the election. So everything must be put in place. Get additional hands, but this must be done.
Any further comments on the
I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm processing into Honorable Ranto, but I hear her half. The other half is not hearing her.
What Honorable Nobanda is Honorable Ranto is saying is that the advocate who was leading our legal team is no longer working for Parliament. And we need to request a dedicated legal person who's going to lead the amendment to continue with the finalization of the report. But I'm saying maybe Honorable Ranto, don't you think because we are towards the finalization of the report, the the work has been the major work has been done. I understand that on last week or 2 weeks ago, our legal advice who was involved on the inquiry was on leave. I think what we need to do is to establish whether how soon can she come back from leave, and then I think she will be able, with the assistance of others. I'm not saying we shouldn't ask for an additional personnel, but I'm saying she can lead that process with the assistance of other legal advisors, in additional advisors that you can get from Parliament. And then we note that the committee is saying we must try by all means through asking for additional personnel to try and have the report before the Parliament arises for election period. If we are unable, I hear Honourable Ranto is cautioning us that we might not be able to table the report before Parliament rises for a December recess. And I hear the members are saying, we know to that, but ours is to emphasize that when we come back from December, early January recess, we should be able, there should be a must to table the report before Parliament rises for the election period. That's what I'm getting. That's the second point. That's the second point. The third point, what Honourable Ranjo is saying, that she will have to take, requesting the committee to take these minutes that we have adopted to give it to the team that is dealing with the report so that they are able to follow to the latter what has been raised by the committee, because what they are dealing with now is the finalization of the report, if we may call it, is the third draft, or we may call it what, before it gets out to members who have been mentioned on the report. That's what she's saying. If members feel that there is nothing controversial on the minutes, or it can be given to the team, and the team that works with Honourable Ranto are the team that they understand what is the meaning of confidentiality. The report is confidential, even the minutes are for now, are for the members, because they are coming back to be revisited on the day of the report. Did I summarize it correctly?
Right.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mare. Is it clear now? Better, at least, Honourable Nobant.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Beautiful.
Thank you very much. I think we are in agreement. Happy Honourable Ranso, who have assisted you. I show who pimsel on the
things.
Usu yes, no more.
Thank you, appreciate it. Thank you very much, members. Well, I have an announcement. Before
other members arrive, who have already canvassed Honourable Singh and here they are three, that I propose that we have a Tuesday to meet with South African Airways. I tell you why, members. If you look at our program, every Wednesday we are full up to end of November. And the last Wednesday of November, we might not even be able to hold a PC, because there's already an indication that the House will start at 10 a.m. on that. So even the program of that day, we have to find another day sometime first week of December, because there is also an indication that the parliamentary program might extend to December. And first weekend. And in fact, it's not the first year that it's being done like that. I think we've been doing that we go up to the 7th or the 6th, like that, the first week of December. So I'm proposing that we still want to stay. I understand other members do have other committees. With a full understanding, I'm just pleading that if we don't do that, we'll end up in a situation where we'll close the year without being able to meet with SAA since they've been gazetted in August. We've given them time to sort out themselves, to prepare themselves, to settle in, being back to the department with the minister and come to. I've already spoken with the minister, and we're also on talks with SAA. of which they have confirmed, the minister has confirmed the 27, SAA as well, has confirmed the 27, particularly because the minister has asked me to indicate where I feel that he really needs to come with a particular entity, and I requested him to come with SAA, and he has agreed. Do I have a buy-in from members?
One.
Honorable
Mark. Yes.
Supporting Singh and Honorable Novana.
Are we saying SAA or SAS?
SAA, the date is on the 27th, Tuesday, 27th of November.
SAA.
Yes,
okay.
SAA.
Thank you very much for the support, members. This is our, we will later, before end of the week, send you the items that we want SAA to come and report on. Have they
been away from public enterprises to follow committee for a few years? We are working on that. Thank you very much, members. That was the announcement, and other announcements have already covered by Honorable Ranto in relation to the inquiry. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Speed. Thanks for Honorable members and guests. The meeting is adjourned. Speed.
Be done. Thank you for the call.